The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk with their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in again to the campus of Clay County High School here in Joe Sims Gym, where the 3-4 Lady Bulldog volleyball team and second-year head coach James Chambers are set to host head coach Lucas Martin and the 4-12 Jackson County Lady Blue Devils for another District 7A showdown. The Lady Devils have made the trip upriver to try to take down the Lady Dogs, who are ready to defend home court and try to move up in the league standings with a victory. It's a battle between neighboring county rivals, and we're here to cover it all, live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog Volleyball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau, Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County Turns to Us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management. Proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner every step of the way.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog Volleyball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's third broadcast of Lady Bulldog Volleyball. We're here in Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. Now, I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to continue our inaugural season of calling Lady Bulldog Volleyball. And I'm fortunate to be here alongside a couple guys who are local sports legends. One's Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and supporter of all things Clay County sports. He's Doug Strong.
Glad to be here again, Thomas. Nothing better than a little high school sports, period.
And another, he can handle long rallies like a pro, and he makes our volleyball broadcast go. He's 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell, folks.
Just glad to be back. We had some fun the other night, didn't we? Fall down 2-0, and all of a sudden here comes a rally by the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. That may have been just what they need to get this season jump-started in the right direction. It was fun. I'm sure tonight's going to be fun with Jackson County also.
Yeah, and we're kind of at the midway point of this conference schedule, Craig, and tonight's another big one for the Lady Dogs.
Oh, yeah, it's at home again. We've talked about that. You've got to take care of your home games to be able to put you in a spot to be in one of those top four seeds, and that's what they're trying to do. And Jackson County, they've got a little hot the last week or so. They've got a win over Red Bull, and they've got a win over Clark Range. So they're playing some better volleyball. Their record not that great, but you can't look past them. It's going to be a good matchup between these two old rivals.
And last time out, Doug, I think Clay County rallied to win 3-2 in 5 sets against these Lady Blue Devils down in Gainesboro. So you have to expect we're going to see a pretty even matchup.
Yeah, you would think so. And like I said, Jackson's on a little roll. They've 2 in a row. Of course, we're on a pretty good little roll. Of course, we hit Thorns the other night. That kind of stunted a little roll, but we're seeing improvement in our play. It'll take that tonight against Jackson County.
Yeah, it's going to. And, folks, this is going to be a good one to call here on the Horizon Sports Network, but we wouldn't be here without our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on board in our inaugural season of volleyball. They've been with us throughout all the sports that we've covered over the better part of the last decade, and they're here with us tonight to present volleyball. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who is our presenting sponsor for volleyball. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy of next week's paper for coverage of this game and much more. And up next, we'll talk about what Clay County's done in their last couple of games. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends? Or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue, or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, but we'll just summarize Clay County's most recent games tonight. Craig, we were here for the call of a big comeback win over Clark Range, where the Lady Dogs fell behind 2-0 and then rallied to win the next three. Thought that was a big moment for this Lady Dog team.
Definitely. They were able to cut out any mistakes they made on the serve in the first two games, and all of a sudden everybody started hitting. They were just hitting the ball very effectively. Lacey Wicks, Baylor Walden, Ella Eads, Emma Wicks, everybody just stepping up and hitting the ball. I thought that was a big key. They've kind of got Clark Range back on their heels, and once that momentum swung to Clay County's side, Clark Rangers couldn't stop it. It's like that snowball rolling downhill, and it just rolled to three straight wins, and they came away with a big district win just in comeback fashion. It was fun to be here.
It was. Doug, Craig talking about the Lady Dogs coming alive and hitting the ball, but it was also about that service line. Halen Garrison, Emma Weeks, others served the ball really well in that contest.
Yeah, the first few matches we kind of struggled with the serve, and now that other night they just dialed it in, and it was some of the best serving I've seen in a while in a volleyball match. So the consistency made a difference.
It did. Unfortunately, they traveled to lead leading Gordonsville their last time out. That was yesterday, guys, and got swept 3-0. I was talking to Coach Chambers, Craig. Everybody in the league has got swept 3-0 by the Tigerettes.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, you look at them, and they've got everything. Their setter is good. Their hitters are good. They serve the ball effectively. You're going to have to upset Gordonsville to win this district, and it's going to be an upset if anybody can beat them. They're just really good. They're a tough matchup for everybody right now. So you guys just kind of put that one in the rearview mirror, come out and take care of Jackson County tonight and take care of the rest of them. Finish as high as you can, to, like we talked about in softball, kind of meet them as late as you can throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's right, Doug. You don't have to beat them now. Yeah. Just position yourself to get a shot later on. But Gordonsville's been kind of, I don't know, upper echelon for quite some time. They've been the number one since Watertown moved out of this district.
Oh, definitely. And like I said, now you're just playing to get in a good, secure spot. You know, you want, like I said, top four is where you got to be. If you swing that number three spot, then when you see Gordonsville, it's not you're still advancing. So mm-hmm. that's where you want to get, you know. So it's the next few matches are going to be important to see where they can fall in those standings.
Again, Clay County split their last two. They're hoping to get back on the winning side here tonight against Jackson County. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for all things Clay County, including volleyball and all Clay County sports, and we ask you to stay with us as we get ready for Clay County and Jackson County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors District 7A update. We just talked about them, the Gordonsville Tigerettes, 6-0. They swept the league on the first time around, and they're off tonight. So they got to play all the other teams one more time, Doug. But you have to think it's probably going to go the same way.
I would think so. I mean, they're just well coached and a really good team, so they'll be hard to handle.
Then you got two in second and third right now, Craig, that you know, that's a coin toss between those two, I think, York and Monterey. York sitting at 5-1. They did beat Monterey 3-0, maybe last night or last week, one or the other. Monterey sitting at 4-2. Both of them have lost to Gordonsville once. But that's two teams that may battle it out for that second spot.
Yeah, I've seen both those teams play, and it kind of surprised me if they beat them three in a row. Not that York won, because they're a very talented volleyball team, but Monterey is too. So I thought it would go four, maybe five sets even before they decide a winner. But to be able to come out and get that win over Monterey in straight sets, that's pretty impressive, because you're going to have to do some blocking to do that, because Monterey's going to hit the ball. They hit it very well, and when you hit it well, good things happen. But York does have a big front line. They've probably got four or five that are over 5'10". So that makes it a whole lot tougher on those hitters, but that's just an impressive win to be able to beat Monterey that way.
And then there's Clay County sitting in that four spot right where they need to be. They like to move up, of course. They're 3-3 in the league. They beat Jackson County, Red Bolin, and Clark Range, and lost to Monterey, York, and Gorsville, the top three. They go here with Jackson County tonight, of course, and Red Bolin next Thursday. Coach Chambers talked about how important tonight and next Thursday against the other Lady Bulldog team is going to be on the road, Doug. Just kind of maintain where they're at.
That's it. The main thing, hold what you got and hopefully get some wins to move you up a little bit. You gotta hold that fourth spot. That's the key. Take care of business when you can and hang on to where you're at.
And then there's Jackson County sitting in that fifth spot. They're 2-4, so if they beat Clay County tonight, they can knot it up for that fourth spot, Craig, and create a tie there.
Yeah, so they've got a lot to play for. Both these teams have a lot to play for. And like you said, both these teams probably feel pretty good about tonight. Even though Jackson County lost in five sets, they're still right in it. When you're able to take a game to five sets, you're right in that game, because then you're just 15 points away from the win. So they're probably coming in here pretty confident, feeling pretty good about the matchup. And so Clay County's got to come out. They've got to be ready to play and not look past this bunch a bit.
And they're fresh off a win over Clark Range yesterday, who is 1-5 now. We thought that Lady Buffalo team was pretty solid the last time out, Doug. And then you got Red Bowling down there in the basement at
Over.
Yeah,
they pushed us really hard early. Of course, we come alive, but now they got some talent too. They're not a pushover, so you got to be ready to play when you play those girls.
So, again, we got Gordonsville at number one, York number two right now at 5-1. Of course, the Tigerettes undefeated at 6-0, Monterey 4-2, Clay County 3-3, Jackson County 2-4, Clark Range 1-5, and Red Bull and Springs 0-6. This District 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're ticking down under 2 minutes, guys, on the clock. We better roll right in to the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first serve, brought to you by Copeland's Drill Supply. Doug, what you got for us ahead of this one?
Well, I think it's just simple. Try to build on what you did in the Clark Range game. Hit the ball. I think that changed the game when we started hitting it, and then, of course, served well, too. So I think that's the key. Hit the ball, serve well, and we'll be okay.
And that's basically what Coach Chambers said, talking to him when I did. I know you talked to him, too. What's his thoughts?
I think just intensity. I think come out with the intensity they had in those last three games, because it looked like a completely different team. Those first two sets against Clark Range that we saw in their last outing, they didn't seem to have that fire in them that they had in those last three. You come out with that fire and you take care of business here tonight early, I believe, against Jackson County. So I think that's what he wants, them to come out and just play with an intensity early and then just come out and be ready for this one in the first set.
I agree with you, Craig. And that's what we've seen in person here is the slow start for these Lady Dogs. So that may be the overall key for sure. A fast start can get them off on the right foot, and they're going to need that against this Jackson County team, who I think is pretty even with these Lady Dogs. And we've talked about it throughout, Doug. This whole league, besides maybe a Gordonsville, is pretty even.
Yeah, just looking at it, I don't feel there's a team that Clay County won't compete with if they play well. And Jackson County's competed with us, so, I mean, you in Clark Range, they're not. So it is. It's evened up pretty well.
Even with York and Monterey. You know, we called the Monterey game, Craig, and I think Clay County would have a shot at them. You agree?
I do agree because I think 2 through 5, it's anybody's game to win. They're pretty even and just a break here, break there. maybe just a fluke play every now and then going off a roof or something could change each game. So, yeah, I think that anybody could finish 2 through 5.
Folks, this has been the Keys to the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, plumbing, electrical, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer. They're dropping the flag here for the national anthem. We'll take a break and be right back.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina serves thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at Clay County High School, and time now for the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. For Jackson County, they're coached by Lucas Martin. The Lady Blue Devils, 4-12 overall, 2-4. In district play, they'll start number 2, Macy Connor. Number 9, Mallory Jackson. Number 11, Belle Beatty. Number 12, Eva Wilson. Number 18, Bella Chaffin. Number 22, Jules Looper. And the libero, number 30, Rachel Lynn. Clay County, they're coached by James Chambers. They will start like this. They'll go with number 1, Reagan Cherry. Number 2, Ella Eads. Number 4, Lacey Wicks. The libero is number 11, Halen Garrison. Number 18, Jenna Thompson. Number 20, Emma Wicks. And number 28, Baylor Walden. The starting lineup for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, dressed in the black with the gold, the white numbers and the gold trim, Jackson County in the blue. And the Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. And Ella Eads, ready to get this one underway as the whistle to start play sounds, and Clay County will serve to open up this best-of-5 match with Jackson County. That one's going to be handled by Beatty as she'll make the pass over to Lynn, the libero. They'll tap it across. Free ball for Eads. Cherry, little back set there, trying to go to Walden, but got caught in her hands, and the mishandle by Cherry is going to give Jackson County the first point of the night. They'll get number 2, Macy Connor, out to serve for the Lady Blue Devils. Deep in the back row to Emma Wicks. Cherry with the bump set and out of Walden. Baylor swinging away, but hits it long and out of bounds for the point for Jackson County. Macy Connor stepping out once again. She's their first server, but serves that one in the net. And that's kind of a little different than what what Clark Raines was able to do the other night. They always seem to get off to a good start on that first serve.
Yeah, they rattled off 6, first time 4 the second, So got a big start.
Reagan Cherry with the jump serve now for Clay County. That one played by Wilson. They'll set back to Wilson. Taps across. Eads with a diving save to Cherry. Now Walden pushes back row. Tapped up by Beatty. It'll be Connor. Now Jackson County taps across to Garrison. Cherry going to set outside to Wicks. Emma swinging away and down with the kill off the block of Mallory Jackson.
I can see that hitting again. I think that was the key there tonight, and Emma's really come on hitting the ball.
From that spot, too. She loves to hit right there. It seems like a, that little cut down the net. Reagan Cherry, back row deep, played by Lynn. Connor pulls it out of the net, tapped over, blocked by Wicks, but Jackson County plays it back to Emma Wicks. Now, Lacey Wicks will tap over the block. Jackson County with control, though. They set outside to Wilson. She's blocked again by Walden, but they'll keep it alive. Eads now will tap it up. Cherry to Walden, swinging away. That one's going to be blocked. Combination block of Mallory Jackson and Eva Wilson, but still swinging away is Clay County.
And that's what you want to see. They might get the get blocked, but keep hitting the ball.
New player coming in for Jackson County, Hannah Hawkins, coming in to serve for Wilson. And Hawkins' serve goes into the net. A couple of service errors on Jackson County early, and that one ties the score at 3-3. Halen Garrison stepping up to serve. Like Thomas talked about, her serve kind of got them going against Clark Range, but that one goes into the net. So both teams not handling the service box very well in the early going. Rachel Lynn to step out to serve now for Jackson County. Lynn serves back row to Eads. That's over on the Jackson County side. Tapped right back across to Cherry. Walden going to set Thompson. Thompson blocked. Saves it out of the net. Emma Wicks taps it across to Connor. Lynn gets to it. Now pushing across his looper. Played back row there by Eads. Cherry sets Walden outside. Over the top of the block, but there to save it's Hawkins. Connor. Outside, free ball here for Clay County as Eads will go to Cherry. Cherry outside to Wicks, swinging away. And oh, that's a great effort by Jackson County. But Emma Wicks has her second kill of the set, and Clay County ties it up at 4 apiece.
Well, she's getting almost automatic from that spot right there when you get that set to her.
Baylor Walden to serve now for Clay County. Goes back row to Hawkins. Connor right the net. Sets outside. Doug in the back row. Garrison is there. Cherry back set to Eads, swinging away. Hawkins with a dig again. Connor gets to it. Tapping across is Beatty. Walden now to Cherry. To Emma Wick swinging on this right side, but that one goes in the net for the point for Jackson County to move them in front by 1-5-4. Jackson County dresses 10. They've played 9 already. Garrison to Thompson. Thompson taps it across. Free ball here. And the kill for Jules Looper. That went around top of the net for Looper to get that kill for Jackson County.
And Jackson County's long, so those will be tough plays we hit right there.
Cherry sets Eads. That's still alive. Eads taps it across. Played by Jackson County. Lynn sets outside. Tapped over the block, but Walden is there. Cherry, pretty back set to Eads, swinging away, but Ella hits it too long. Well, that's nice right there from Reagan Cherry, that little back set.
Yeah, she's passing the ball very well.
Jackson County to serve, leading by 3. Eads now to Emma Wicks. Back to Eads, who'll just push it across, and they'll call the catch. And all of a sudden, Jackson County's taking a 4-point lead, 8-4, and Clay County wants to talk about it. We're in set 1. Back to Clay County High School in just a moment.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County trails Jackson County 8-4, Craig.
Bella Chaffin to serve to Garrison. Emma Wicks with the bump set in the middle to Jenna Thompson. Taps across, but Hawkins is there. Chaffin will set outside to Beatty, swinging away. Dug in the back row by Eads. Garrison gets to it. Eads bumps it across. Free ball here for Hawkins. Chaffin. Quick set in the middle. That's off the block and down on the kill by Jules Looper. Looper with the kill for Jackson County. They take their biggest lead at 5. It's 9-4.
That's a nice little set play they run there. And set it low and just hit it real quick.
Chaffin to serve once again. Back row. That's a nice serve. Just dropping over the net and just dying right there in front of the Clay County return player and just a ace there for Chaffin.
Six straight for the Lady Blue Devils.
Chaffin, back row Garrison with the pass to Cherry. Cherry bumps that now to Eads, and that one is just long by Ella Eads. And on this serve here by Bella Chaffin, they've got rolling as Jackson counts. Chaffin moves middle of the floor, played there by Eads. Cherry with the bump set behind her to Eads. Ella will tap it across, but Chaffin is there. Lynn sets outside to Wilson. That's off the block, but Cherry is there. Eads now to Jenna Thompson. Dug back row by Chaffin, tapped right at the net, and Eads is there to make sure it stays on the Jackson County side, and the point will go to Clay County.
Big point there, get a little that momentum stop there.
Emma stopped the run at 7-0. It was tied 4-4, guys, before that happened.
Emma Wicks with the jump serve. Tough spot, but able to get to it is Beatty. They'll go back to Beatty. Free ball here for Garrison. Cherry with the bump set to Eads. Ella off the net. That's dug right back to the Clay County side to Cherry. Eads sets outside to Thompson. They're going to call the catch on Eads, and the point will go to Jackson County. And they're out by 7 now at 12-5. Eva Wilson coming back in. She'll replace Hannah Hawkins as Hawkins plays back row. Wilson plays in the front row. Serve goes long that time by Beatty for the point for Clay County.
They try to run 2-3 off right here. Get a little go here.
Jenna Thompson, the player, trying to do that for the Lady Bulldogs. Thompson, tough serve there. Able to chase it down, though, is Beatty. Free ball here for Emma Wicks. Cherry back set to Lacey Wicks. Off the block and down as Lacey just hammers that one off the block of Jackson County for the kill for the Lady Bulldogs.
And she's coming around in that right there, too, the last few games, getting kind of more comfortable where she's not played in a while. Now she's starting to get in a good rhythm.
Thompson, the sophomore, the serve once again for Clay County. Back row played there by the Lady Blue Devils. Oh, that's a great block. Eads and Lacey Wicks combined for the block for the Lady Bulldogs as they just shut down that hit by Jackson County. And Jackson County feels a little momentum building by Clay County. They take a timeout to try to stop it. Jackson County 12, Clay County 8. Back in a moment.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back after the timeout, Jenna Thompson serving once again for Clay County. Lynn in the back row. To Chaffin. They'll set outside to Wilson. Thompson for Clay County. They'll set Eads off the block. Cherry pops it up, but it's going to be four contacts on Clay County, so Jackson County able to get the stop and get the serve back for the Lady Blue Devils. Garrison comes back in for Clay County. Lynn will sit down as Looper comes back in for the Lady Blue Devils. Tough serve there, and that's an ace. It's a great spot right there by Jules Looper, just dropping it right in the open floor. Looper serving once again. Back row to Emma Wicks. Cherry sets Lacey Wicks, swinging away but long off the head of Lacey Wicks. Trying to find that open spot. Looper. Two Wicks in the front row. Good hustle there by Walden, but can't get to it. And the point going to go to Jackson County, and Baylor gets up limping a little bit.
Jackson County out to their largest lead so far, guys. They're up 8, 16-8.
Emma Wicks to Cherry. Back set Eads. Eads over the block. Dug there by Jackson County. Tapped over quickly, but Cherry there to play the one-on-two. Eads going to set Lacey Wicks. That's blocked, but Cherry right back to Wicks. Swinging away, but can't get over the top of the net. And the point going to go to Jackson County to move the lead out to 9 at 17-8. Looper serving once again for the Lady Blue Devils. Jules goes front row to Wicks. Now to Cherry. Cherry back to Wicks. Over the top of the block, dug in the back row by Beatty. Chapin will set outside to Wilson, dug by Walden. Cherry now to Wicks, right to net. That's off the block, played in the back row, though, by Wilson. They'll set Lily Wilson to take it across. Now Garrison to Eads. Eads taps back row to Looper. Beatty now to Jackson County's Bella Chapin, who's going to be called for the catch. Or no, that was Eva Wilson. It was Chapin, I believe, and the point's going to go to Clay County. That's a big stop right there for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, we need to get a couple right here, too.
You stopped a 5-0 run, and this has kind of been a game of runs for the Lady Blue Devils as they're, again, still have their largest lead of 8.
Ella Eads to serve now for Clay County. Lynn back in there will play it to Chapin. Chapin outside to Wilson. That's off the net and down. Sometimes the net helps you out, and Wilson able to play that one off the net, just dropped right in front of the player for Clay County trying to get to it, and just sometimes you get the breaks.
Yeah, Clark Rains had a few of those there tonight. Yeah. Little tape shots and got across.
Macy Connor to serve now. Goes back row to Emma Wicks. Cherry sets Walden. Walden swinging away but long on the hit by Baylor Walden, and Jackson County has taken a 10-point advantage now, 19-9. Macy Connor quickly serving for the Lady Blue Devils. Garrison gets to it, but Cherry can't get to the pass as it was well away from her, and the ace goes to Connor again, and Clay County will use another timeout. They'll call it with Jackson County leading 20-9 back to Clay County in just a moment.
Fishing and boating at Dalhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Dalhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit dalhallalake.org.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. The Lady Dogs trail the Lady Devils 20-9 in this one, Craig.
Yeah, and Macy Chaffin's been very effective on her serve. Garrison takes it right back across to Chaffin. Lynn sets outside to Wilson. Dug back row by Emma Wicks. Cherry outside Baylor Walden. Baylor off the block. Garrison kept it alive. Cherry sets Walden again. Walden taps across to Lynn in the back row. Close set at the net, tapped over and down by Mallory Jackson. Good decision there by Jackson. She knew she couldn't hit it. Just tap it across to the open spot.
That's just good heads-up play there to find that spot.
Macy Connor serving once again to Eads. Cherry now to Walden. Walden tries to tap it across, but they say it wasn't off the block. So four contacts on Clay County, and the point going to go to Jackson County. Connor, three serves away from set one for the Lady Blue Devils, but there's a service error again for Jackson County. Get the serve back for Clay County. Reagan Cherry trying to rally the Lady Bulldogs here. Reagan jump serve. Carries long, and the point goes to Jackson County. Only 2 points away from the set are the Lady Blue Devils. As Hawkins comes back in, Wilson will sit down. Hawkins serving all the way on this near side. Back row to Eads. Cherry, the bump set behind her to Wicks. Wicks hammers it down and gets the kill. Couldn't block it that time as Bell Beatty and Mallory Jackson tried, but Lacey Wicks just hammers it through. Halen Garrison to serve now. Talked about her long run against Clark Range on her serve. Needs one here. Lynn to Connor. Sets outside to Jackson County's Beatty with a little power dink to take it down for the Lady Blue Devils. Bell Beatty didn't swing at that one, just tapped it across and sets up set point for Rachel Lynn. Eads to Emma Wicks. Free ball here off Thompson. Lynn now to Connor. Quick set. Going to be blocked. Connor will play it. They'll tap it back row to Lance. Connor sets outside to Looper, who hits it in the net. Rather, that's Chaffin, who hits it in the net. So Clay County stays alive for Baylor Walden to serve. But you got to run off at least 12 here if you're Baylor, so a tough task here. Connor sets Beatty. Cherry now to Emma Wicks. Taps it back row to Hawkins. Hawkins now to Connor. Connor back set to Chaffin. Taps across to Wicks. Cherry sets Emma Wicks. Emma goes back row. Connor is there. Lynn bumps set behind her to Beatty. Dug one-handed by Garrison, but can't put it in play, and Jackson County gets the win in set one. Lady Blue Devils win it 25-12. We'll be back for set two in just a moment.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Blue Devils 0-1 heading into the second set. And here's your Lady Dog recap served up by Gone Country Cafe. It was a tie game at 4-all before a 7-0 run was completed by Jackson County to give them a 11-5 lead, and then they kind of gained control from there. Another 5-0 run put them in the driver's seat and ended up going on to win the first set 25-12 over Clay County. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials to 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately?
Jackson County will serve to start set two. Lady Blue Devils able to get the win in set one as Macy Connor stepping out to serve, and she was a big key to that as she got everything started off her serve and did so pretty well. And now she'll start set two as Clay County tries to bounce back. We told you it was a five-set game down in Gainesboro, so Clay County not out of this one. We also saw them come from behind down two sets to none against Clark Range. They've also played a five-setter against York. So they've been very close with most of these teams. Back row they go to Garrison. Cherry sets Eads. Eads will push back row to Lynn. Lynn now to Connor. Connor back set to Chaffin. Dug by Emma Wicks diving. Cherry will tap it across. Connor outside Wilson. Wilson hits it long. Good job there by Wicks to get that dig to get it started for Clay County.
That was a huge play to keep that alive right there.
Ella Eads to start the serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. Eads serves to the far side, played there by Wilson. Connor sets outside, a little miss set right there as they had Hawkins and Wilson both going, but it was right in the middle and nobody could get to it.
Yeah, kind of in no man's land on the set.
Ella Eads to serve once again for the Lady Bulldogs. Eads to Beatty. They'll set outside to Chaffin. That's off the net. Oh, great play. Eads will tap it across and down. Garrison started it. Cherry in the middle. Eads with the finish. And Clay County celebrates the effort on that play.
Just a great dig over Garrison to keep that going.
And quick hands by Cherry. That thing coming out here like a rocket. Eads to serve once again for Clay County. Deep serve. Lynn will play it. Connor sets outside to Chaffin, dug there by Eads, and then they're going to call a catch on Halen Garrison. It's a little mishandle there, and the double contact will give the serve back to Jackson County and their first point of the set. Hannah Hawkins checking back in to serve for Jackson County. Hawkins goes back row to Eads. Cherry sets Wicks on the right side. Lacey dug back row by Lynn. Connor, a little bump set there to Chaffin. Pushes deep back row to Eads. Cherry will set Wicks again. Lacey swinging away. Off Connor and down on the kill for Lacey Wicks. At least her third of this matchup with Jackson County.
Yeah, and that's what you get when you put it in play. And just keep swinging, don't you, Doug?
That's it. That's what got us going together tonight.
Cherry goes back row to Hawkins. Connor. Free ball here as Jackson takes it across. A little miscommunication there, and it drops for the point for Jackson County. Kind of see that in a young team sometimes. They just didn't communicate, and somebody take charge. Mallory Jackson to serve now for the Lady Blue Devils. Tough serve there, but Eads is there. Tough pass. Cherry plays it out of the net. Lacey Wicks backhands it across to Chaffin. Connor, one-hand stab, will play it to Looper, who taps across to Garrison. Back set, Wicks, free ball here for Jackson County. Hawkins now to Connor. Connor to Looper. Pushes across and down for Jules Looper. Again, just a tap there, not really a swing. More of a dink there by Looper, but found the right spot.
Jackson's done a good job not finding those little spots on those plays.
Mallory Jackson to serve now for the Lady Blue Devils. Just over the net. Good effort there by Walden. Tapped across by Cherry. Jackson right at the net. Connor puts it on top of the net and hits it out of bounds as that first pass so important, and Connor couldn't do anything with it. And the point goes to Clay County. Halen Garrison to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. Garrison back row to Lynn. It's right at the net. Connor pulls it out. Beatty will tap it back row. One-handed stab by Garrison on one too close to play, or too close to let go, and a lift going to be called on Clay County, and the point going to go to Jackson County. And they've got a chance to tie it up on the serve now of Bella Chaffin as Clay County leads 5-4. Chaffin goes back row and just misses. Oh, that was close there to take, wasn't it?
It was. That was the way you'll drop in all the way.
Baylor Walden to serve. Back row Lynn. Chaffin sets outside. Goes to the left hand of Lily Wilson, who's checked in, but Wilson hits it in the net, and the point for Clay County. Walden to serve once again. 6-4. Clay County leading here in set two. Walden. Back row Lynn, right on top of the net, tapped down, but dug by Jackson County. Wilson pushes back row to Garrison. They'll set Eads outside off the block, but Chaffin is there. Lynn, free ball coming for Clay County. Hawkins taps to Eads. Cherry, back set to Eads. That one's hit out of bounds by Ella Eads. The first pass was from Walden, but out of bounds by Clay County, and the point goes to Jackson County.
I think the scoreboard was a little behind. It's now 7-5.
7-5 Clay County with Bell Beatty stepping out to serve. And Beatty's serve goes right in the net. Sometimes that's a hard job keeping scoring these. It does happen pretty quick. You're one conversation away from missing the point as Emma Wicks will step out to serve. Little change up there. Played by Wilson. Chaffin goes back to Wilson. She hits it long. One of those where big setting big, but Wilson hits it long for the point for Clay County. Emma Wicks to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. And Wicks hits it into the net, and the point going to go to Jackson County.
County getting that start you wanted in the first set here, Doug. If they can just maintain.
Yep.
Lynn serve out of bounds.
It's always good to build a little cushion. That puts the pressure on their team. We've done that this match. We need to keep it up.
Yeah, largest lead of the set right now at 4-10-6, Clay County.
Jenna Thompson to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Back row to Lynn. Beatty will get to it. Tapped across by Wilson. Set to Eves, and Eves will tap around the block and down. Good job working around Eva Wilson to tap it down to the point for Clay County.
Just a good heads-up play there by Ella. Seen that opening, just dropped it in.
Jenna Thompson to serve once again. Thompson goes back row to Beatty. Chaffin back set to Lily Wilson. Taps across to Eads. Cherry going to go back to Eads and hits it in the net for the point for Jackson County. Cherry asking the up top official a question there. Not sure what that was.
Cherry's somebody we don't get to talk about enough. Just amazing. She puts it where it needs to be every time.
Garrison to Cherry. Cherry sets Eads off the net. Cherry digs it out of the ground, and it's played across by Eads. There you go, Thomas. So talk about me. I'll make a play. And Reagan Cherry does, and Jackson County wants a timeout. Set two, Clay County leading 12-7. Back in just a moment.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Devils 12-7. You're right. Call her out. She made a play.
Ella Eve serving now back row to Chapin. That's Wilson. Double contact going to be called on Macy Connor. During that timeout, Rachel Lynn had a long conversation with the top official here, and not sure what that one was about, but she didn't seem too pleased with the response.
No, she kind of shook her head a little as she walked away from that.
Eads back row to Lynn. Connor to Wilson. Eva taps it across to Emma Wicks. Cherry with the bump set to Walden. Baylor going down the line. Lynn diving after it and hits it on the line.
Wow.
Oh, what a play by Rachel Lynn.
She was. Just kind of threw her arm out there, and he just dropped in.
She just was diving, and all of a sudden it landed on the other line. I don't think Clay County thought she had a shot to get it across. Hawkins to serve now for Jackson County. Back row to Eads. Garrison with the bump pass to Cherry. Cherry in the back row to Hawkins. Connor back set to Chaffin. Taps across, but Cherry is there. Right back to Chaffin and down. Quickly off the floor is Bella Chaffin for the kill for Jackson County to cut the lead to 4 at 13-9. Hawkins to serve once again. Back row they go to Emma Wicks right at the net. Cherry pulls it out. Free ball here from Emma Wicks, but she finds a spot where Hawkins can't get to it and gets the kill for Clay County.
Hey, I like that. Emma, she got aggressive with that. He got up our set good and high. She just hit it.
We talked about her, Cherry, putting it in a place where she could, even under duress there.
Reagan Cherry on the serve. Hits it wide, though. And the point goes to Jackson County, and the serve will go to Mallory Jackson.
Credit to the Lady Devils. They're hanging in, guys. 14-10, Lady Dogs.
Jackson, tough serve. Garrison plays it straight up to Walden. Walden now to Emma Wicks. Taps it back row to Connor. Hawkins sets outside to Beatty. That's blocked. Dug up by Cherry. Tapped across by Eads. Connor, quick set in the middle. Little shoot there. Hits it out of bounds, though. There's Jules Looper. Again, that effort of Clay County playing out of the net after the block, just sticking with it and not giving up on the play. Halen Garrison to serve now for Clay County. Garrison, tough serve. Hawkins will go to Chaffin. Free ball here coming from Beatty. Back row Garrison. But that goes into the net on the point for Jackson County. Lily Wilson coming back in, replacing Connor. Chaffin serves to Emma Wicks. That's right at the top of the net. Good effort by Cherry to try to dig that one, but the kill by Jules Looper. Free ball right at the top of the net. And again, serving is Bella Chaffin. Chaffin to Emma Wicks. Walden sets Thompson over the top of the block. Lynn, again, that stab, and it goes across again, and double contact by Jenna Thompson and Rachel Lynn. I don't know what she has done today right, but it's coming back to her because she's got a couple of breaks right there. Chaffin, back row to Emma Wicks. Now Thompson to Cherry, punches across to Hawkins. Hawkins now to Chaffin, back set, they'll go to Wilson, but they'll call the catch on Bella Chaffin and the point to Clay County.
That was big there. Clay County gets it back to a three-point game now, 16-13.
Walden serving to Lynn. It's right on top of the net and tapped down this time by Ella Eats. Put it right where only Ella could get to it, and the point goes to Clay County.
That's big, build that back up to a four-point lead.
Walden, back row to Beatty. Chaffin taps it across, but Garrison is there. Cherry going to set outside to Eads, swing, or other two. Wicks swinging away with the kill. Lynn, that one-handed stab didn't work off the power of Emma Wicks. Walden to serve once again. Baylor, line drive. Hawkins right on top of the net. Played out of the net, though, and a lift going to be called on Chaffin in the point to Clay County. And all of a sudden, Clay County settled down, and Jackson County doesn't like the way it's looking, and they want a timeout. Clay County's lead is 6. Timeout, Lady Blue Devils, as Clay County leads 19-13.
Ready to add some color to your world? At Copeland's Rural Supply, they can match any color to bring your vision to life. Whether it's a fresh coat for your living room or a new look for your fence, their team is here to help you every step of the way. Visit them at 408 Brown Street and turn your project ideas into reality. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Devils 19-13, guys, and maintain a pretty good lead throughout.
Yeah, they've done a real good job. They just have to hold that lead once they got it.
Walden serves to Beatty, and Beatty can't handle the pass. I don't know if you've kept the total of Baylor Walden on this run, but her serve has been very effective for Clay County.
5 in a row for the Lady Dogs right here, guys.
Walden, tough serve again. 8 for Baylor Walden.
Everybody's starting to get a little groove again. That's nice to see.
Walden just kind of settling everything down here for Clay County. Baylor serves again, and that's an ace. Right on the line, nobody close, as Walden had him fooled that time.
She may serve this one out.
Sounds like a plan.
I like it.
Walden stepping back there with the Lady Bulldogs, trying to take a double-digit lead for the first time. Hawkins with the pass to Chaffin. Chaffin now to Lily Wilson, to Walden. Cherry. Now, we'll set Eads. Eads hits it just out. Waited on the signal because sometimes you're not sure, but they call it out, and that was very close.
It was. They don't have something to say to her daddy tonight when she gets home.
Belle Beatty to serve for Jackson County. Back row to Garrison. Cherry. To Eads, free ball here for Jackson County. Eva Wilson gets it back. Dug in the back row by Eads on a hard hit. Cherry with the bump set. Emma Wicks pushes back row Lynn. Chaffin in the middle to Looper, who taps it across. Cherry. Now Thompson will just have to play it across. And I think Thompson and Eads both touched it at the same time. That's going to be a double contact and the point to Jackson County. Beatty to serve once again. Beatty in the back row, Garrison. Cherry sets outside to Emma Wicks. Emma dug by Lynn, but a net call against Jackson County as Jules Looper in the net. No, it was not Looper. I think it was Mel Beatty on the net call, and Emma Wicks with a chance to serve this one out now for Clay County. Wicks with that jump serve, but doesn't get across, and the point will go to Jackson County. Rachel Lynn to serve once again for the Lady Blue Devils. Lynn goes back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Thompson around the block. Dug though by Beatty. It's right at the net. Tapped across by Jackson. Garrison with the pass to Cherry. Cherry outside to Eads. That's blocked. And that's down off a good block that time by Mallory Jackson for Jackson County.
Just a real good play with Jackson. Thought we had that dug again. We got a hand on it. Just couldn't get it back.
Lynn trying to get them closer. The lead cut to 6, 23-17. Garrison to Cherry. Cherry back set to Eads. That's blocked. Eads pops it back up to Cherry. Right back to Eads, who can't get it across. Jackson County on a little roll. It was 22-13 at 9, and now it's cut to 5 at 23-18. Lynn serves back row to Garrison. Cherry comes and gets it. Buff set to Thompson. Off the block. Beatty pops it up in there. Taken across by Wilson. Cherry now to Eads. Eads going to tap it over the block to Chaffin. Lynn sets outside Eva Wilson. Garrison with the dig. Cherry takes it across in two. Lynn is there. Chaffin back set on the Clay County side. Eads will play it to Cherry. Tapped across by Garrison. Eva Wilson, that's right on top of the net. And down by Bella Chaffin. And Clay County wants a timeout. They'll call it with Jackson County cutting the lead down to 4 at 23-19 here in set 2. We'll be back in just a moment.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety
Rachel
of options.
Rachel Lynn to serve
Bank
Jackson
of Salina,
County.
Serving thousands of customers. 4-point
Clay County lead. Jackson County one set one, 25-12. Back row Emma Wicks to Cherry. Back set Eads off the block. Lynn is there for the Lady Blue Devils. Chaffin sets Eva Wilson. Dug there by Clay County. Tapped across. Dug by Garrison. Cherry. Now to Eads over the top of the block. Still alive, but not now. As Clay County will get the stop and will get the point for the Lady Dogs and will set up set point for Jenna Thompson.
Just a real nice effort from Clay County right there to keep that alive.
Thompson trying to serve this one out. Goes deep in the back row to Beatty. Chaffin, bump set outside, Eva Wilson swings away, but Wicks with the dig. Cherry, good play to Lacey Wicks, dug though by Chaffin. Lynn, now to Eva Wilson, and Thompson can't control it. Wilson swinging away for the Lady Blue Devils, cuts the lead down to 4 at 24-20, and Macy Connor coming back in to serve. Connor serves it deep in the back row to Garrison. Cherry right at the net and down by Jackson. Mallory Jackson with the kill there at the net. You have to win by 2. The lead is cut to 3, 24-21. Connor in the back row to Emma Wicks. To Cherry. Cherry to Eads. Eads off the block. Tapped across, though, to Lacey Wicks. Who'll take it right back, and Jackson County can't handle it. Chaffin and Connor both there, and the Lady Bulldogs get the win in set 2, 25-21, to even this up at one set apiece. Back to Clay County in just a moment.
Well, housing lender, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of the Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County just knotted this one up 1-1 heading into the third set here with Jackson County. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by State Farm. Lady Dogs got off to a good start and built a pretty good lead. They got it out to 6 midway through before Baylor Walden served a 7-0 run to put Clay County up by 9, but Jackson County wouldn't go away. They had a 4-0 run of their own and took it to the end as Clay County went on to win 25-21 here in the second set to knot it up at 1. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more at 206 Dow Avenue in Salina. Stop in and see him and his friendly staff in the log cabin on the square for a quote today, Craig.
Kind of like over in Jackson County at Jackson County High School. Jackson County won the first one over there. Clay County came back and won the second one. Now let's see if Clay County can keep it going and wins set 3 here as they try to take their first set lead of this game with Jackson County. Lacey Wicks, Garrison, Emma Wicks, Cherry, Walden, and Eads. Jenna Thompson will come back in when Garrison sits down the libero for Clay County. It is Jackson, Chaffin, Connor, Lynn, Beatty, and Eva Wilson for Jackson County as we get ready to go with set 3 here tonight. Glad you're joining us. Hope you enjoy our coverage of Lady Dog Volleyball here on the Dale Hollow Horizon Sports Network, and we enjoy bringing them to you. Let people know that you're watching them, and then invite people to watch with you as Ella Eads to get this one started for Clay County. Eads hard serve. Beatty right on top of the net. Wicks can't tap it down. Jackson will take it across to Garrison. Cherry sets Lacey Wicks right at the net and hits it long, but a net against Jackson County is going to give the point to Clay County. Break right there is, I believe it was Eva Wilson that got into the net, and Clay County takes the early lead. Eads to serve once again. Back row to Beatty, pops it straight up, out of bounds. Eva Wilson will make the pass to Connor. Free ball here for Emma Wicks. Cherry going to set Walden coming at the net, but hits it long for the point for Jackson County. Macy Connor stepping out to serve for the Lady Blue Devils. Connor goes to Garrison. Cherry quickly across and two, but a catch will be called on Reagan Cherry. See, one thing I like that Jackson County does, everything's deep.
Yeah.
They play all those serves very deep. Well, this one's short to Wicks. Cherry trying to go back to Wicks right at the net. Wicks can't keep it alive. Eva Wilson had the angle and able to make that stop on Lacey Wicks.
Yeah, just like you were timing those deep serves, that's making you handle the ball. Yeah. And that's a good thing to do.
Garrison to Eads. Free ball here as Cherry takes it across to Connor. Lynn, high set to Eva Wilson, blocked, but pulled out of that by Jackson. Connor goes back row to Garrison. Cherry with the bump set to Walden. Pushes back row to Lynn. Jackson goes back to Beatty. Free ball here for Cherry. Cherry with the first contact. Now Wicks to Garrison, who taps it across. Wilson to Connor. Wilson will tap it across to Garrison. They'll set outside to Wicks. That's off the block. Walden is there. Lacey Wicks going back to Walden. Pushes into the block. Hit deep in the back row. Garrison, good effort, but can't make the save. As she saw it coming, was able to get to it, but just couldn't get it to where she could get some help. Free ball here from Garrison. Connor to Wilson. Wilson swinging away, and that's a pretty kill right there by Eva Wilson. Best hit of the night for either team. Yeah. And Wilson got the finish there, and Clay County wants a timeout. Jackson County's moved out by 4-5-1. Coach Chambers wants to talk about it. We'll be back to Clay County in just a moment.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County and Jackson County in volleyball. We're presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. The Lady Devils have scored 6 in a row to lead 6-1, Craig.
And 5 of those off the serve of Macy Connor after they got a defensive play to get the serve. Connor has rolled off 5 straight, and they're checking something at the scoreboard. Everybody seems happy with where it's at, and Connor ready to serve once again.
So they're correcting the score. They're saying 5-1, which we'll take it.
Connor, back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Walden. Walden has it blocked. I say it wasn't blocked. Said only hit the net and the 4 contacts against Clay County. Point again to Macy Connor. Connor, back row to Garrison. Cherry with the bump set. To Lacey Wicks, taps it across to Beatty. Connor, back set to Chaffin, who hits it down for Jackson County. Bella Chaffin with the kill for the Lady Blue Devils. 6 straight now off the serve of Macy Connor. Lake County needs a stop here as Connor goes to Garrison. Cherry, now to Baylor Walden. Walden. Soft shot, diving effort by Wilson, but they can't get it across. Eva Wilson was there to play it up, but just couldn't get any help.
No, just good play, but Baylor had a little punch over, and they just couldn't get it back.
Reagan Cherry trying to get something going here for Clay County, and that one goes into that. Trying to pick a spot that time and just drop it over, but it didn't get high enough, and Hannah Hawkins coming back in for Jackson County. Replacing Eva Wilson. A little smaller front line now with Eva Wilson sitting down. Belle Beatty playing in the front row with Chaffin and Jackson. Garrison, that's right at the net. Good job by Cherry getting to it. That's off the roof, and Emma Wicks can't get to it. We talk about that roof causing difficulty sometimes. It did right there. Wicks was right where she needed to be, but then hit the roof. Hawkins. Soft serve this time, and Eves can't get to it. Like a change up in baseball, she's able to make that one work and drop it in for the ace.
You almost have to think about another timeout here, guys. 10-2, Jackson County leads.
Yeah, you can't get too much separation or can't allow too much if you can avoid it, as Eves now with the pass to Cherry. Cherry sets Wicks, but she'll have to tap it across with the bump to Lynn Connor. That's outside to Chaffin. That's off the block and down, though, by Bella Chaffin. Again, took a little something off of it to play it off the block. Hawkins serving once again. Eads to Cherry. Walden, free ball here for Lynn in the back row. Connor, that's a catch there on Macy Connor, and the point for Clay County.
Clay County needs that there. They're kind of backpedaling a little.
Halen Garrison trying to get that serve going with the Lady Bulldogs, and that one goes in the net. Back in for Jackson County is Jules Looper, replacing Mallory Jackson. Rachel Lynn stepping out to serve for Jackson County. Lynn goes to Emma Wicks. Cherry bump step behind her to Walden over the top of the block. Hawkins will pop it up to Connor. Free ball here as Beatty takes it back row to Garrison. Cherry back set to Emma Wicks. Dug back row by Hawkins. Connor back set to Chaffin. Dug back row by Garrison. Cherry outside Baylor Walden hits it hard and Lynn can't control it. Tried to get out of the way. Walden hit it too hard for her to be able to, and the point goes to Clay County.
Big for the Lady Dogs right there, just to have something positive happen.
Yeah.
Even when they've got the serve, you know, they've hit it into the net and other things. That's really the first positive they've had the entire set.
Walden now to Beatty. Connor shoots set. That's off the block and down on the kill by Jules Looper. Looper just curling around the setter. Almost hits it right out of the hands of the setter and just able to hit it so quickly that Jackson County gets the kill.
One and done for the Lady Dogs.
Emma Wicks to Cherry. Cherry back to Emma Wicks. Pushes across to Hawkins. Chaffin, that's on Clay County's side, but that's a catch on Bella Chaffin. So Emma Wicks stepping out to serve now for Clay County. Tough serve. Ace for Emma Wicks. Caught the line on this near side. Able to bend that around that out-of-bounds pole and drop it in for the ace for Wicks. Emma, same spot. Hawkins, tough pass. Chaffin can't control it. Back-to-back points for Emma Wicks.
Two nice serves right there.
Emma to serve once again. Jump serve. And first time you can get away with that, they'll let her toss it again. On the jump serve, a little change up there is Wilson to Chaffin. Shoots that there, but they're not ready for it that time. Looper can't get there. Three straight for Emma Wicks.
Kind of like a little knuckleball when she misses, kind of mishitting it as a knuckling a little.
She's kind of taking some off of it with that. There's a harder hit ball to the back row to Lynn. Tough pass. Chaffin with the bump set to Beatty. Dug back row by Garrison. Tapped across by Cherry. Lynn outside to Lily Wilson. Cherry is there. He's going to hit in two, but Chaffin with the dig. Lynn to Beatty. Garrison with the pass now to Cherry. That's the Thompson. Punches across. And the net on Jackson County. They'll give the point to Clay County.
Lady Dogs climbing back in this one. As Jackson County takes a timeout, we'll be right back. Clay County leads Jackson County Jackson County leads Clay County 13-9.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Volleyball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs now only trail 13-9 here in the third set, guys. Making a rally.
Emma Wicks leading the way.
Yeah, these guys had just got bearing down right there and just made a good comeback.
Wicks trying to keep it going, come out of the timeout. There's that high toss again, a little behind her again. And that's the second time she's done that, so they'll take it away. You get the one missed toss, and now the serve will go to Jackson County. Bell Beatty to serve for the Lady Blue Devils. Beatty to Walden. Cherry. Well, it's that Thompson. Thompson over the top of the block, but Beatty is there. Outside Eva Wilson. Dug in the back row by Walden. Thompson will tap it across to Lily Wilson. Chaffin, bad pass. Wilson, free ball, hit out of bounds by Jackson County. That pass, just nothing she could really do with it. Jenna Thompson stepping out to serve. Trying to work the Lady Bulldogs a little closer. Thompson goes far side to Beatty. That's across. Lacey Wicks gets to it. Eads will punch it across to Eva Wilson. They'll go back to Looper. Pushes back row, but Emma Wicks got there. Eads now off the block. That's back into the net, and that's down off the kill by Ella Eads. So Clay County just working their way right back into this one as Emma Wicks did a good job on her serve. Now Jenna Thompson continuing that for Clay County. Thompson to Beatty. Chaffin sets in the middle to Looper, who just pushes around the block for the kill for Jackson County.
Jackson run that play right there a lot tonight. Been pretty successful with it.
Little shoot set again, hitting almost out of the hands of the setter. You don't expect Bella Chaffin to be your center. She's one of the tallest players out there. It's Emma Wicks to Cherry. Cherry now to Lacey Wicks, a little behind her. Hits over the top of the block to Beatty. Back set, Lily Wilson. That's off the block and down by Lily Wilson. The left-hander with the kill for Jackson County.
And here comes Jackson County, 16-11 now. Clay County had cut it to three, Craig.
Kenley Letterman in there to serve now for Jackson County. Cherry back to Lacey Wicks. And there's a block by Mallory Jackson. Jackson with the big-time block. Jackson County's rest 10. All 10 have played here in this matchup with Clay County. Letterman to Emma Wicks. Lacey Wicks. Now to Cherry. Cherry goes to Letterman. Tapped across by Chaffin. Pass right on top of the net and killed there by Mallory Jackson. Jackson County back on a roll as they've extended the lead back to 7 now, 18-11. Letterman, left-hander, serves back row to Garrison. Cherry, back set, Lacey Wicks swinging away and down to Lacey Wicks. Great set there by Reagan Cherry, and Wicks got the finish.
Big point there for Clay County. They need that to get back to serving so they can get something going again.
Letterman and Looper sit down. Lynn and Lily Wilson come back in. Ella Eads serving for Clay County to Lynn. Back row, Beatty will hit across to Emma Wicks. Cherry just taps it across to Chaffin. Lynn will go get it. Beatty again pushes back row, but Wicks backing up, can't stop her momentum, and that one just pushes on behind her, and the point will go to Jackson County. 19-12 is Macy Connor. Will step back into the serving box. Connor goes back row to Eads. Cherry outside to Lacey Wicks, dug by Lynn. Connor might have had a double contact there. Chaffin taps it across to Garrison. Now Wicks will kill it. Lacey Wicks right at the net. I didn't think there was any room to cut around the block, but Lacey found a way and got the kill for Clay County. It looked like those hands were right on it, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked like it was no way to get through.
Reagan Cherry to serve now. Deep in the back row to Lynn. Connor outside to Chaffin. Taps it across. Walden will play it right back to Chaffin, and that's out of bounds. Oh, they both of them have played out of bounds balls there.
Yeah.
But Clay County will take it, and Reagan Cherry will serve to try to get them closer. Cherry, tough serve. Lynn passed right at the net and can't pull it out, and the ace will go to Reagan Cherry. Cherry trying to dig the Lady Bulldogs back into this one. Reagan, that jump serve just over the net, played there by Eva Wilson. Beatty going to set Chaffin, and the catch going to be called on Bella Chaffin. And Jackson County wants a timeout. They've seen Clay County cut the lead down to 3 at 19-16. Back to Clay County right after this.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Volleyball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It's 19-16 in Jackson County favor.
Carry those sails, that one long out of the timeout. So a good timeout there by Coach Lucas Martin of Jackson County. Able to stop the momentum and get the serve back for his team as Hannah Hawkins is going to come in to replace Eva Wilson to serve in the back row. 4-point Jackson County lead. Hawkins goes to Garrison. Cherry sets Emma Wicks. Emma swinging away. Hawkins with a one-handed dig to Lynn. Free ball here from Jackson to Eads. Cherry going to set Wicks. That's blocked, but Garrison kept it alive. Cherry to Emma Wicks, but can't get it across. Great reaction time right there by Halen Garrison. May have been just a little survival mode by Halen Garrison. Hawkins serving once again. A little change up to Walden in the front row. Cherry sets Emma Wicks. That's blocked, but popped up by Cherry. That's right. The net played out by Emma Wicks. And we got four contacts on Clay County. Four hits to extend the lead to six at 22-16. Hawkins serving once again. Just over the net. Again, the front row to Walden. Emma Wicks to Lacey Wicks. Reaches back to hit that one, but Connor is there to play it. Lynn to Jackson. Tapped across to Eads. Cherry sets Walden. Swinging away and down by Baylor Walden. Pretty set right there, and Walden stepped into it nicely to get the kill.
Yeah, big break there for Clay County to kind of get it turned back in their direction here. 22-17.
Halen Garrison serving. Deep in the back row, too long. Off the serve of Garrison to move Jackson County 2 points away from the set. Rachel Lynn stepping out to serve. Lynn to Emma Wicks. Cherry with the bump set now to Thompson. Can't make contact. And it sets up set point for Jackson County. Lynn trying to get the win here in set three. Eads now to Cherry. Cherry to Thompson over the top of the block to Lynn in the back row. Connor now to Beatty. Free ball for Garrison. Cherry sets Walden. Baylor pounds it off the block and down. Baylor Walden, I'll tell you, the last couple of games that we've seen her, she has hit the ball hard for Clay County.
Yeah, early in the year she was just trying to push all those. Now she's starting to try to hit all those, which is a big difference.
Walden with the serve now for the Lady Bulldogs, just over the net. Lynn takes it right back across to Cherry. Thompson now with the second contact to Eads, but it's blocked by Jackson County, and that will end set three. Jackson County wins set three, 25-18, to take a 2-1 lead. Back for set four in just a moment.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue, or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County trails Jackson County 2-1 heading into the fourth set. Here's your Lady Dog recap, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. So Jackson County jump out to a big lead. They went up 7-1 and then 12-3 at one point before Clay County rallied back to cut it to 3 twice down the stretch before the Lady Blue Devils put it away and won the third set 25-18 over the Lady Dogs. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Well, we got a moment, guys. We want to talk about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. And their message, of course, is to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And they offered this message to help them do so. They're telling parents to be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care and you are there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. For more information, parents can visit samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Always nice to have someone make this happen in the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, along with all of our sponsors do, Craig.
Yes, they do. We appreciate all of them. Connor gets set four started. Lacey Wicks off the set. Lynn with the dig. Chaffin takes it across to the Clay County side to Eads. Cherry back set to Wicks. That's off the net. Is it off the block? It is. It's a point for Clay County. Touch by the Lady Blue Devils. And the kill for Lacey Wick. She's had several tonight.
Yes, she has. She's been real active up there at the net.
Ella Eads, first serve of set four for Clay County. Ella goes in the corner to Beatty. Tough pass. Connor will set Chaffin, who pushes back row to Emma Wicks. Cherry sets Walden, taps across with the left hand. Pops up in the air by Jackson. Connor goes to Garrison. Cherry going to set this side to Lacey Wicks, dug by Connor. Lynn with the pass over to Chaffin. Chaffin will take it down on the hit by Bella Chaffin. Hannah Hawkins coming back in to serve for Jackson County. Just underway with set four. Hawkins goes to Eads. Cherry will go get it. Back set to Lacey Wicks over the top of the block. Lynn will cut in front of Connor. Connor back set to Chaffin. She's dug by Eads. Cherry bump set to Walden. Pushes back row to Lynn. Lynn now to Connor. Outside they'll go to Beatty. Dug by Garrison. Cherry just has to take it across to Beatty. Connor right at the net to Jackson. Block but popped up by Jackson County but out of bounds on the roof by Clay County as the Lady Dogs get the block to take the lead 2-1.
Yeah, Wicks and Walden both in there on that one, Doug.
Yeah, they're getting active up there.
Cherry in the back row to Lynn. Connor outside to Beatty. Double contact on Macy Connor to give the point to Clay County. Crowd getting a little fired up now. I think this is the loudest we've been for volleyball.
Yeah, Joe Sims Jim's rocking.
Yeah, Cherry in the back row to Lynn. Bad pass, but Beatty will get to it. Connor off the hit by Wicks, but now Wicks tried to block it, kind of changed the direction. The point going to go to Jackson County.
Just a tough break there. Good play, but Lacey to go up there to get her hands on it. It just fell in.
Lynn to serve to Garrison. Cherry now can't get to it, and the point going to go to Jackson County. Ties it 3-3. Jackson County won set 1, 25-12. As they hit deep in the back row to Garrison, Cherry will get to it this time. Now Walden will tap it to Lynn. Bump pass to Connor. Back set to Chaffin. Garrison with the dig. Eads. Now to Lacey Wicks. She'll go back row to Lynn. Connor in the middle of that shoot set. Going to be a kill for Jules Looper. That quick set has been very effective for Jackson County.
Yeah, you've been good at that middle hitting right there.
Yeah, they, and it's that little short, quick set, and you don't give you time to get up there to try to block that.
Lynn serving once again to Garrison. Cherry sets Emma Wicks, and that is on the line for the kill for Emma Wicks. in her wheelhouse from her favorite spot, gets that kill, and the Lady Bulldogs tied at 4. Halen Garrison to serve. Knuckler, played by Beatty. Connors, that's Chaffin, and Chaffin hits it out. Point to Garrison. Start to say Jackson County one set 125-12. Clay County set 2, 25-21. Jackson County 25-18 in set 3, and Garrison serve sails out of bounds to tie set 4 here at 5 apiece. Bella Chaffin to serve now for Jackson County. Walden on a tough play. Cherry sets Walden. Chaffin with the dig. Pulled out of the net. Tapped across. Walden will pop it up for Eve, who plays it across. Now Beatty with the dive. There's a diving stab by Clay County's Emma Wicks, but they can't get it back across, and the point will go to Jackson County. And both teams just effort plays on both sides of the net. Chaffin serving once again to Emma Wicks. Cherry to Thompson. Hits back row to Lynn. Chaffin going to be called for the catch. They wanted that set. Again, that kind of lets you see what Jules Looper does. She doesn't really hit it a lot of the time. She'll just grab it, almost throws it,
yeah,
which is technically legal now. Walden now to Hawkins. Back to Lily Wilson. Taps across to Eads. Cherry. Back set to Emma Wicks. Dug by Hawkins. They'll set Beatty. There's that power dink, and it's over by Jackson County. When you're getting used, and several years ago, you couldn't do that, could you? They've just kind of changed that rule in the last 15 years.
Yeah, that's been a rule change that kind of benefited some teams.
Bell Beatty stepping out to serve to Garrison. Cherry will set Emma Wicks. Blocked there by Eva Wilson and Jules Looper. Jackson County back in front by 2 now, 8-6 here in set 4. And Rachel Lynn coming over to ask the top official something. Reagan Cherry wants to be in on the conversation, as maybe they've called the two captains in.
I think the official's the one that called that meeting. I'm not sure what it was.
Yeah, something was going on she didn't like.
Yeah, no doubt.
Garrison in the back row to Cherry. Bump set Emma Wicks. She'll push over the top to Eva Wilson. Pulled out the net by Chaffin. Tapped across, and Walden is there. Cherry punches across to Chaffin. Lynn back pass down to Hawkins. Dug by Walden. Cherry. Good set Emma Wicks, but taps it long. Was it touched? Clay County thought it was. The official says no, and a timeout called by Clay County. They'll take it with Jackson County leading 9-6 here in set 4. Back to Clay County High School right after this.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network. Coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs with their backs against the wall. They're down 2-1, two sets to one, and they're also down 9-6 here in the fourth set, Craig.
Yeah, big time out there by Coach Chambers trying to stop the momentum of Jackson County. Let's see if it works on Beatty. Beatty with a tough serve. Garrison able to play it. Cherry going to set Eads. That's off the block. Cherry is there to Thompson. Thompson dug in the back row by Chaffin. Lynn right back to Chaffin. Free ball here for Garrison. Hit the roof. Just barely caught the net that hangs down, and the point going to go to Clay County. It wasn't much, but you can see it moving, and that's all it takes to get the call. Either that or the air conditioner kicked in a little higher. Either way, it got the call. Emma Wicks with the serve. Toss a little behind her, and the point will go to Jackson County. Coming in to serve is Kenley Letterman. for the Lady Blue Devils. Letterman served just over the net. And unable to get across is Garrison. It's one of those serves, might not be the plan, but worked out very well. Letterman serving once again. That one just across again. Diving effort there, but Wicks can't get to it. And another ace for Letterman. And Clay County wants another timeout. They'll call it with Jackson County leading by 5, 12-7. Back to Clay County right after this.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Lady Bulldog Volleyball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Devils rallying. They lead Clay County 12-7.
Thompson punches across to Beatty. Set to Eva Wilson, dug by Emma Wicks. Walden with the pass now to Eads. Eads will tap it across to Wilson. Chaffin back set to Lily Wilson. Had to reach back to hit that one and able to get it down with the left hand by Lily Wilson. I don't know how she got to that one, but she was able to and finished that for Jackson County. Letterman in the middle of the floor to Walden. Thompson to Cherry. Free ball here for Eva Wilson. Chaffin goes back to Eva. That's blocked by Thompson. Popped up by Jackson. Chaffin back to Wilson. That one's down, though, by Eva Wilson. Thompson got her one-on-one with the first one, but Wilson able to get the finish on the second one. Letterman, high serve, this time to Emma Wicks. Cherry sets Thompson. Thompson dug in the back row, but out of bounds by Letterman. Good swing there by Jenna Thompson.
It was a big point for Clay right there, and they needed something to go positive.
Yeah, stop Jackson County's run at 5-0.
Jenna gets the serve after the big play. Right to Lynn, tapped across by Chaffin and down. I'm not sure Chaffin saw where she was going to hit it, but she found the open spot, and the point goes to Jackson County.
Lady Dogs living dangerously here, guys. Down 15-8.
Macy Connor serving. Tapped right on the net. Dug there by Cherry. Tapped to get on the net. This time Jackson with the kill. She hit it soft the first time, but got the kill on the second for Jackson County.
Doug, when you get down 8 or 9 points, it makes it tough to come back.
Yeah. And that's been huge all night. The one to get that big lead, it's been hard to overcome it.
Get a little help there on the serve in the net by Connor. And the serve will go to Ella Eads. Eads now for the Lady Bulldogs. Back row, Lynn to Connor. Bump set to Wilson. Hits it out of bounds. Big swing by Eva Wilson, but carried wide for the point for Clay County.
It's close right there. It wasn't too far wide.
No. Ella Eads to serve once again. Tough serve. Played by Wilson. Connor sets Chaffin. And Chaffin finds the open floor. Not a hard hit right there, but a good placed hit by Bella Chaffin. Hannah Hawkins coming back in to serve now for Jackson County. Hawkins, ace for the Lady Blue Devils. Confidence level very high right now for Jackson County. They extend the lead to 8 at 18-10 here in set 4. Garrison to Cherry. Baylor Walden across the block to Connor. Lynn, Beatty, free ball here in the back row to Emma Wicks. Cherry, back set Lacey Wicks. Dug by Chaffin. Hawkins, bump set to Beatty. Diving effort, played across by Chaffin. Oh, baby, that's a great play. Let's see if they can get the finish now. Wicks can't win the joust with Beatty. Garrison, Wicks, and Cherry made a great play, but Jackson County survived it.
Yeah, Lady Dogs battling. I just can't get over the hump here, guys.
Hawkins, big serve here to try to make it a double-digit lead. Eads. Now to Garrison taking the second contact. Wicks will tap it across to Hawkins. Connor to Hawkins once again. Plays it far side to Emma Wicks. They'll set Walden. That one's blocked, but dug by Eads. Now Lacey Wicks will hit it down. Walden hit it off the block. Eads kept it alive. Lacey Wicks got the finish, and Clay County got the stop they needed.
Just a good effort there to keep that going.
And Wicks' eyes got big when she saw that one at the net.
Reagan Cherry with that jump serve. Lynn, now to Connor. Connor back set to Chaffin. Doug played up, but down by Bella Chaffin. Chaffin has been great at placing the volleyball so far tonight. 20-11 is Rachel Lynn to serve now for Jackson County. Little change up in the front row to Emma Wicks. Walden, now to Lacey Wicks. Free ball for Hawkins. Connor sets Beatty, and Beatty hits it out for the point for Clay County. Sometimes that cross-court one is one of the hardest to hit. Halen Garrison to serve now. Garrison in the back row to Beatty. Connor to Looper. Pushes across, hits it out for the point for Clay County. Garrison trying to get them closer. Back row Hawkins. Connor sets Chaffin, but behind her, Garrison is there. Cherry will set Walden right the net, but Baylor hit it long. Was it touched? They say it was not. Point going to go to Jackson County.
I thought she tipped that a little bit
too.
Right there. I thought it was contact.
Baylor did too, as she looking up, kind of asking for the call. Chaffin in the back row out of Eads. Walden can't get to it. As a point going to go to Jackson County. They lead it by 9, now 22-13. Chaffin to Emma Wicks right at the net and down by Jules Looper. 10-point lead, 2 points away from the game for Clay County, trying to win set 4 and get a 3-1 win, but that serve into the net by Bella Chaffin will keep Clay County alive. And we'll get Baylor Walden to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Deep serve. And too deep as Lynn made a smart decision. Game serve here for Bell Beatty. Trying to close it out in 4 sets. Beatty. Garrison can't get to it. Beatty will end it with the ace, and Jackson County will win this one 3-1 here tonight against Clay County. We'll be back with our post-game show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Solana on East Lake Avenue, Solana Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out that Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know
what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends? Or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue, or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County losers tonight to Jackson County by a score of 3-1 is what it turned out, I think. Clay County falls to 3-5 on the season, 3-4 in District 7A. Jackson County gets to 5-12 on the year and 3-4 in District 7A. So these two teams knotted up for that fourth place spot. We'll now do the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Craig, what's your thoughts on this one?
Well, I just think that Jackson County was able to make some plays when they needed to, and they never allowed Clay County to make a long run. The set that Clay County won, they were able to put together some long runs. I remember Beverly Walden putting together a long run on her serve. I think that Reagan Cherry put together a long run on her serve during that one, and that was just that was the difference. On the three wins for Jackson County, they never let them get 3, 4, 5, 6 points put together to Clay County, and that was just the difference, that just never letting them get a run. That's what helped them get the win here tonight.
We talked about Clay County needing a fast start. It was the Lady Blue Devils we saw start fast as they won 25-12. I mean, dominated that first set, Doug.
They did, and, you know, credit to Clay County, that second when they come back and got that one. But then it was just all Jackson County from that point on. They just made the plays and kind of got all the breaks.
Yeah, they did. Clay County wins 25-21 in set two. And then they battled with Jackson County, I thought, in that third set. We saw some, they ended up losing 25-18, got down, battled back, Craig. So they kind of showed that gumption in that third set, just couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, and sometimes you just, like Doug talked about, the breaks go against you. I remember a couple of plays by Rachel Lynn that you just don't see them happening. You know, plays happen that are unbelievable, and those were a couple of big plays that were unbelievable. It looked like Clay County was getting back into that set three, but all of a sudden she just stick an arm out and it would just fall in the right place. And sometimes when things go against you, it's just hard to overcome, and that's kind of what happened here tonight.
And, Doug, you kind of preach for Clay County to be consistent with that consistency. We didn't see that tonight.
No, we didn't. They had trouble with serve. Had trouble passing the ball a little bit tonight, too. And, you know, those are the big things in volleyball. You got to get it in play. You got to serve it. And then things happen. And we didn't do that well tonight.
When we'd break those long runs, Craig, that's when you'd see a serve one into the net. Kind of those mental errors did Clay County in.
Yeah. And volleyball is kind of hard to keep focus sometimes. You know, it happens so fast, but then you kind of get distracted a little bit. You know, things just kind of happen that take your mind off the game. And once that happens, you get a couple of points, and that changes everything. And that's just kind of what happened. But Jackson, yeah, you got to give them credit. They were very focused, and they've got some hitters. They've got a couple of girls that can hit it pretty hard. And plus those little power dinks, they're able to find the spots to put it and just able to drop it across. And just a good job finding the open floor by Jackson County.
Yeah, and they're on a roll, Doug. You know, they're beating Red Bull and Spring, Clark Range, and now Clay County. Three in a row for the Lady Blue Devils.
Big wins. And, of course, like I said, everybody's fighting for position, you know, for that district tournament. Those three wins put them in a spot for that fourth spot with Clay County right now. They're tied.
Yeah, tied 3-4, both Clay County and Jackson County are. So, but on the flip side, Craig, that means the Dogs are still in the hunt too.
Exactly. There, it's still a tie, and we were talking, we don't know the tiebreaker, so we don't know who would be in first. Still a lot of volleyball to be played, though. But something we haven't talked about, this is game number 17 for Jackson County. Clay County's played, what, 8?
Yep.
I mean, that's over twice as many games for the Lady Blue Devils. So, got to give Coach Martin a lot of credit. He's had them out playing somewhere to be able to play that many games, and that definitely helps when you get more work on the floor. That helps you become a better team, and then that has to have helped them.
Again, Lady Dogs fall 3-1 here to Jackson County. This Lady Dog wrap-up's been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Visit EcoPoundsOfTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Guys, it's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's match. Our first broadcast, it was Emma Wicks. Last against Clark Range, Halen Garrison. Tonight, we decided to go with Reagan Cherry. We mentioned her a couple of times in this broadcast, and honestly, we've talked about her quite a bit throughout the entire season because, Doug, she just makes plays that are really blow your mind.
She does. It'll be you'll just think the play's over, and all of a sudden, she's there and keeps it going. She's amazing out there. You know, she does things that – a lot of people don't notice, I guess. You know, the little things matter in volleyball, and she makes it go, and her team feeds off that. She's just one of those kids that you can't say enough about because she just makes things happen.
And Doug's right. You don't see Cherry rising up and hammering down a kill sometimes, Craig, but you still get to call a few highlights from her.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes she's right in the middle of that pinball machine where everything's just bouncing to her at 90 miles an hour, and she'll handle over 90% of the second passes from Clay County. And that's tough. You think about it, every time, almost every time, she's going to touch the ball. And I'd say it's over 92-93% that she'll touch the ball every trip. So that's a lot of pressure. And you don't see her making a whole lot of mistakes when she does that. She's able to handle everything that's coming at her, even if it's 90 miles an hour. If she has to run all the way out of bounds to go get it, she's going to go get it. And that's just a big part. She's the captain for this team. That tells you something. I don't know who appointed captains, elected captains, how they did it. But she's the captain for this team. And that just means a whole lot that these players really look up to her.
And, Doug, we talked about it, you know, it's not just her sets, not when she gets a perfect pass and she puts it at the net. She can do it when she's running out of bounds, back over her head and put it up there for a header.
Yeah, she had 2 or 3 tonight. She's just running away from them, gets to the back line, sets it perfect right to the net. I mean, it's just amazing how she handles that ball. It's just, you know, it's just hard to explain it. You just got to see it.
And we saw her tonight keep Clay County in this one. We saw her have some big jump serves there late to battle Clay County back, and then also those plays that would have been definite balls down and points for Jackson County. Reagan Cherry getting back over the net, Craig.
That speed. Speed can do a whole lot of stuff. And we talked about her, I remember, on the softball field. Speed like no one you've ever seen, and it kind of shows here as well. She just doesn't have that long time to get turned loose, but that first couple of steps as quick as anybody, and that's just kind of, it's a weapon that not many people have, and she uses it very effectively and does a good job with it.
Doug, I think you touched on it right. You know, setters, your unsung hero. They're the ones that's having to pass the ball every time. It's kind of like basketball. You never get to shoot it.
Yeah, that's, you know, you set somebody up to make that play. You know, it's kind of like a point guard in basketball. You know, used to a point guard didn't shoot any. Now they shoot a little bit, but they get it to the people that's got to have the ball. Reagan does that so well. She finds the people and gets it to the ones that have got to have it.
And fun to watch, Greg.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. She's fun to watch, and she makes things exciting. There's no doubt about it.
Tonight's top performer, Reagan Cherry, and it's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, it'll be next Thursday. We'll be back here at Joe Sims' gym as Clay County, I'm going to have to look it up, I've already forgot, welcomes in
York.
York Institute. First time we've seen them here on the Horizon Sports Network. I know, Craig, you got to look at them early on. Should be a good one.
It should. They remind me a lot of Jackson County. They hit the ball very well. They may not have the same cohesiveness as, that Jackson County has because they have a new coach. They've got a lot of new players that came out to play for their new coach. So Shane Mundy taking over this season when the old volleyball coach left to I guess, focus more on basketball, maybe because he's their basketball coach as well. But they have some hitters that can hit it well. They're kind of like Clay County. Sometimes those passes aren't exactly where they need to be, and that just if they've worked on that, they're going to be tough to handle. If not, Clay County will be able, if they'll execute, they've got a chance to get a good win there against York.
Yeah, and Doug, if nothing else, Clay County's proved they can play with anybody. Yeah.
Just get, if they're consistent, they're there. You know, and that's just what they got to work on, get consistent, make that drive for postseason play, and just see where they land.
Folks, we hope you'll join us next Thursday here on the Horizon Sports Network for our next volleyball broadcast. And we got to mention it. They moved the football game to Thursday night here at John Teeples Field, Doug. So we'll be on the call not Friday night, but Thursday for Monterey coming to town, an old rivalry there in itself.
Yes, it'll be a good matchup there. They're playing some pretty good football this year, so be a nice game on Thursday night. Everybody needs to come out and watch.
Thursday night football, Craig.
Yeah, I guess it's Doug and I were talking the weather, I guess, why they moved to try to avoid the storm coming in. And there might not be as many games played on Thursday night as there is on Friday, but everybody may start moving it now that some people have. But that's always a little special when there's not as many out there and people from other areas come and watch. Makes the crowd a little bigger, a little more exciting sometimes when you move it to a different night than Friday.
So, folks, if you can't make it out to John Teeples Field Thursday night, tune in to the Horizon Sports Network for coverage of that. We appreciate you being with us here tonight. Guys, any final thoughts?
When's the meal going to be is the question. You know, they have that meal, big meal for Thursday night football.
They do. I don't know.
Well, they will feed them tomorrow night.
Oh,
so
I saw that.
Okay. Of course, the normal crew, which is it wasn't our turn this week. We had the John 16 Club was going to feed them.
Oh, okay.
But we'll move to Wednesday, kind of got them out of whack because they didn't have the people to work it. So I think they're catering in a meal, but they will eat tomorrow night. We will take care of those boys.
Yeah, got to have them fed, don't we, Craig?
You know I'm always thinking food.
Yeah, no doubt. Guys, appreciate you being with us. For Doug Strong and Craig Kentrell, I'm Thomas Weaver wishing you all a good night.